show, you can bring up whatever you like. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away. So do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Coming up here, lots to talk about. Your calls are primary. We're going to start things out with a quick update for you. I've been trying to get Mark Emery on the show for a couple of weeks now and have been unsuccessful. I imagine his life is pretty hectic at the moment. I left a message for his wife, Jody, today, so hopefully we'll be able to get him on to get his perspective on this most recent development in his case. As you may know, Mark Emery is the self-proclaimed Prince of Pot. He, for many years, in Vancouver, British Columbia, had sold marijuana seeds to various different buyers from around the world, and he did this for a long time, all the while paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes to the Canadian government. Well, a few years back, the U.S. decided to put pressure on the U.S. federal government, decided to put pressure on the Canadian government, and demanded that they extradite Mark Emery to the United States so he could be prosecuted under U.S. law for, I don't know what the exact charge is, but, you know, conspiracy to grow marijuana or distribution of marijuana seeds, some sort of nonsense charge like that. And the case has been caught up in the Canadian legal system for the past couple of years with Mark Emery, who is, by the way, the publisher of Canada's Cannabis Culture magazine, and he also, again, runs a variety of other activism outreach organizations like Pot TV. He's somebody that takes a lot of his money that he gets in from his business and reinvests it into the freedom movement. In fact, he's a libertarian. We've had him on the show before. He's endorsed Ron Paul for president here in America because his magazine, Cannabis Culture, has a very wide readership in the United States. And so I want to bring you the latest on the case. This from theglobeandmail.com, Vancouver, Canada's most prominent marijuana activist, the self-styled Prince of Pot, may soon be changing his moniker to Prince of Prison. Isn't that cute? Facing a possible life sentence in the United States if extradited and convicted on charges of selling marijuana seeds to online U.S. customers, Mark Emery has agreed to a deal that would see him spend a minimum of 5 years behind bars in Canada. Although the plea bargain is not yet signed, sealed, and delivered, Mr. Emery, who's 50 years old, said he expects to be heading to prison as early as March. Should the 5-year prison sentence be confirmed, it would be one of the harshest punishments in some years to be served in Canada for a marijuana offense. Mr. Emery, founder of the BC Marijuana Party and publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, had been openly selling marijuana seeds from his Vancouver store since the 1990s with little interference. But the so-called war on drugs south of the border ensnared Mr. Emery in 2005. He was busted by the RCMP on an extradition warrant from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, charging him with, here you go, conspiracy to distribute marijuana seeds and marijuana and conspiracy to engage in money laundering. Which is funny because he was paying taxes in Canada.
They do always throw that little charge around like it makes some sense. But what kind of money was he laundering? I mean, how was he doing so? Because he was paying an incredible amount of taxes.
Right. In the world of money laundering,
everybody in Canada pays an incredible amount of taxes.
Oh, we pay an incredible amount here. In the world of money laundering, the idea is to supposedly stop black market drug dealers and gangsters who have got this money by ill-gotten means, right? They've broken the law and in order to get this money. But he was not operating under the table in Canada. He was operating in the full daylight. He had given each Canadian member of parliament a subscription to his magazine.
Mm-hmm.
He had taken people. I mean, he was operating out of a public office. It's not like he was some shady drug dealer selling seeds in the back alley somewhere. He was completely open and upfront about the business that he was doing. So how one can claim that the funds he received were in some way illicit, I don't understand, when the Canadian government itself did nothing to put a stop to it. Anyway, he says here, or the article says, the prison deal was suggested in a letter sent late last year by U.S. Assistant District Attorney Todd Greenberg to Mr. Emery's Vancouver lawyer, Ian Donaldson. 4 days ago, I agreed, said Mr. Emery. The legal compromise includes a commitment to drop charges against his associates, Greg Williams and Michelle Rainey, who are also facing charges in the U.S., And Mr. Emery explained that that's the only reason I took it, to save my two co-accused. Michelle has Crohn's disease, and her lawyer said she might have died in jail. I didn't want that on my conscience. Emily Langley, spokeswoman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Seattle, declined comment yesterday on the proposed plea bargain. Ms. Langley said, I don't think it's appropriate to say anything about what Mr. Emery is saying. We've submitted an extradition package to Canada, and we're all patiently waiting for the process to play itself out. The U.S. charges against Emery and his co-accused provide sentences ranging from at least 10 years in prison to a maximum of life. Greenberg's letter said extradition proceedings would be dropped if Emery accepted a 10-year sentence in Canada while agreeing to waive his right to seek an early release for at least 5 years. Emery acknowledged it's been a pretty severe deal for a nonviolent first offender. There's been no crime, merely a law that's been broken. In Canada, it might be a $200 fine. But lawyers have told him that almost no one escapes extradition from Canada to the U.S. on an appropriate warrant, no matter how different drug laws are in the United States. As he held court for reporters in the basement of his cannabis culture headquarters on a seedy downtown street, while acolytes in the next room weighed out leaves from a high-inducing Peruvian cactus, Mr. Emery said that prison holds no fear for him, but he was bitter about Canada's cooperation with U.S. anti-drug authorities. He says we're basically licking the bootstraps of the Bush administration and the DEA and outsourcing Canada's justice system to the United States. I'm not concerned about me, but this is a terrible travesty of justice and a violation of our sovereignty. Canada is selling its people out. He said he expects details of the prison deal to be completed before the extradition hearing for the three accused goes ahead next week.
To me, it's sad that Canada would just, you know, just forego its sovereignty like that to the United States.
Well, it's not exactly foregoing its sovereignty. It has an extradition treaty, and he shipped marijuana to the United States, is the only reason he's being extradited. So,
marijuana seeds.
Well, marijuana seeds. It's a part of the plant. It's regulated the same. So it's legally speaking, this is on the level, but it's a question of does Canada want to cooperate enforcing these laws that we have, even if they are on the books, and we have an extradition arrangement with them. I mean, Canada should probably think about reworking its extradition treaty to not include drug laws.
They should. I don't know if they're going to, because as I understand it, the most recent elections there swept in some more conservative members of parliament, and so they're looking at really revamping the war on drugs and bringing it back up to its glory days, if you will, of full enforcement. So
it does bring in more revenue for the government.
If that's the mentality pervading the Canadian government at the moment, I don't expect that would really play out.
That's probably true at the federal level. Of course, Canada's provinces, I don't know what they can do with extradition. I'm not a lawyer. I know that the provinces have more powers than the states do here as far as legal matters and setting their own policy. So it's possible that maybe British Columbia could take some steps, but since it's federal extradition, they're probably limited in how much they can do at the provincial level.
Now, what I want to know is, why is the U.S. government even pursuing this? I mean, the last we heard, they wanted to throw the book at these guys and put them away. I mean, again, Mark Emery facing up to life in prison for selling these marijuana seeds. Why would it be suggested by a U.S. assistant district attorney? Well, why would they want to cut him a deal?
Perhaps they didn't think that they were going to give, Mark Emery over to them. You know, they wanted to give a, you know,
but it seems pretty, it seemed like a sure thing.
Lawyers compromise every single day. They don't make bets. They want convictions.
That's true. And it would be a way for him to avoid the trial, which, of course, then there would have to be evidence presented and there's a chance they could lose.
It's less work for them.
That's right. So they offered this deal for him to take because, as we've seen so many times, when you actually get into the courtroom and you're taking a case to trial, a drug case, in many cases the cops haven't crossed their T's and dotted their I's, and you can get evidence thrown out. You can sometimes get the entire case thrown out. But if you cop a plea deal in advance of that, then they don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore. Then there is no trial necessary. So maybe that's why they offered it up, this common thing that they do when dealing with marijuana convictions or dealing with people that have been arrested for marijuana. 800-259-9231. We'll hopefully be able to get Mark on here at some point to clarify all this and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, go and get the archive for free right there on the front page of the website. In fact, going back an entire year, free for you, freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. It is Ian here with you, by the way.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We go right into the phone calls here. And then, Mark, you're going to tell us a scary story about one politician, or maybe a few scary factoids.
something like that. We'll get to that. But first, your phone calls. Johnson in Connecticut on the AMP line. Hello, Johnson.
A scary story about a politician. No.
Yeah, there are certainly plenty of those to go around. This one, I think, is Huckabee we'll be focusing on for a moment. And he's a pretty scary guy. So what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about a deal at the Free Talk Live store, and I'm announcing it now. I'm going to post a little thing about it later tonight and send you something to send out as an update.
Okay.
But I've got a deal that I want to offer people. For the next 10 sales that come in that total, and this is with shipping, that total over $75, right? And to give an example of that, if you were to get, say, a hoodie, a hooded sweatshirt for $40, a T-shirt for $17.76, and then the cost of the shipping, that would total over $75.
Okay.
If you get an order like that that totals over $75, I will include for free a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's a $20 value. I think it's selling for $19.99 on his website right now.
Right. So I want to promote, I want to help promote Barry's video. I mean, we met Barry at the Liberty Forum. I thought he was a great guy.
Yeah, hell of a great guy, so, absolutely.
You know, I want to promote his video, and I also want to give a bargain to some people. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's a great time for people to get the winter stuff. We just got loaded up with stock. So everything is coming in stock. I'm processing all the outgoing orders, like, you know, everything that's been ordered so far is going out the door tonight and tomorrow.
All right.
And so I'm just trying to get people, you know, to bulk up on the winter stuff. I mean, we've got hoodies galore over here. So now all the hoodies are in stock. I've got the Marketeer T-shirts back in stock. The only thing that we don't have in stock yet because that manufacturer is slow is the flags, but everything else.
Good to know.
To go.
Cool. So next 10 orders, over $75, and that's total including shipping, over $75 will, or $75 or over, will get a copy of Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted on DVD.
I'm hoping, too, that a lot of people now have seen the quality of the merchandise at the Liberty Forum. I mean, people were able to kind of touch it and feel it and, you know, feel the hats and see what the quality of everything is.
You know what you
is,
need to do, Johnson, is you need to collect some testimonials from people. Like, oh,
I know,
my Free Talk Live T-shirt feels so good.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I want to do that. Actually, I should start a thread on the BBS and, you know, let people do stuff. I'm also trying to collect pictures. So I'm going to announce this on the air. Right now, if you have pictures of yourself in your merchandise, I want them. I have a thread that's been going on the BBS for probably almost a year now, and I want more pictures of people so that eventually I can, you know, put some action shots.
Yeah,
we
especially like it when our Shriners, our lady listeners, photograph themselves in our gear. So once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. Special offer. More information will come out over the updates, I guess, when you send that out tonight at some point, Johnson.
And if people want more information about the video that I'm talking about, you haven't heard of it, go to nevergetbusted.com. Take a look at the preview videos. Look at, you know, some of the things that Barry's doing. I mean, it's an amazing video. Once you see this stuff,
yeah, you hadn't seen the video until right after the Liberty Forum. Right,
right after that, you know, I met Barry before ever even, you know, really seeing the video. I'd heard briefly about it on the show, but after seeing it, wow.
Yeah, he's an amazing
guy. That
guy
is putting his neck on the line. I am surprised. I mean, wow. That is someone who, you know, people talk about Alex Jones and Free Talk Live and other radio show hosts who are liberty-oriented, you know, really having to worry about violence. You know, like, oh, you got to worry about violence from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Cooper, that's someone who is really out there and probably does have to worry about violence from the government because he's, you know, as a former narcotics officer, he was in with those just thugs who are, you know, jerks. And
right, and they don't like him giving up all their secrets. And they certainly aren't going to like his new video, which I've yet to see, but I'm sure we're going to get an advanced copy.
Yeah,
Never Get Raided, where he actually helps people. He gives people tips on how to deal, to sell marijuana and presumably other drugs safely to avoid detection from the police, which that's really going to tick them off.
Especially one of the things he talks about on his website is how he was trained by the DEA to spot marijuana fields and patches from helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
and they're going to reveal how that is done and what to do to prevent that.
So you can see Barry's first video if you order $75 or more, merchandise including shipping, if you're the next 10 of those types of orders.
The one caveat to that is that including shipping part, I can't do that for international orders because their orders are almost...
That would be $75 to ship that, yeah. Yeah, that makes
exactly.
Sense.
So, but I do want to extend it to international offers. So it's your cart. It's based on cart total. So if your cart total comes up to over $75, then you're fine. I mean, there's going to be additional for shipping, but you will be included even if you're international, if your cart total is
above $75. Johnson, thanks, dude, for the update. Appreciate the offer. And you know what? He came up with that on his own. I wasn't even really consulted because he's in charge of the store, and he can come up with neat little promotions like that. So
good thing.
Very cool. Once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. We'll get to the Huckabee thing in a moment, but first we talk to Blake in North Carolina. Blake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Blake? Good evening, Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have a question for Mark.
Yeah.
I remember from past shows you had reservations about vaccinating your children. Mm-hmm. Is this still true?
Yes. Child.
Yes. Well, maybe more to come.
Perhaps.
Well, do you consider Skeptic Magazine a reliable source?
Usually, yeah.
They had a good article about how this controversy surrounding the vaccines causing autism in children is pretty much patently false.
Okay.
And to sum up the controversy, some people are claiming that vaccines causing containing the preservative thermosol, it has something called ethyl mercury in it. And they propose that since mercury is a poison to human beings, that this can cause autism in children.
Okay.
Now, this is wrong because they're confusing two different things. Something called methyl mercury is what's the actual toxic thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's when people say there's mercury in the water or food supply, they're referring to methyl mercury. And these things have very similar names, but they're completely different.
That's a good point. Now, Mark, was that your only concern, the autism risk, or was it something else?
Well, I do know, what I have seen is, what seems clear to me is that since vaccines have become, the thing that we do to kids, when they're born, that autism has increased. Autism was a relatively rare thing at one point, and now it's a relatively common thing, comparatively. Do you think
right.
that the people at Skeptic Magazine that wrote this would care to put their money on where their mouth is and insure my child against autism?
Well, the argument against that is, do you know the difference between a correlation and a causation?
Right, I understand please hold them over. I do understand the difference between a correlation and a causation. Correlation means you can draw some parallels. Causation means this is, in fact, the truth.
We'll bring you that, Blake. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Isn't it also possible that they're just better at diagnosing autism these days than they used to be? Could that be a factor as to why they're seeing more of it?
Could be. Personal experience plays a role in this, too.
1-800-259-9231. Vaccines, your thoughts on that, or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The Staples CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Updates included. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I think an update's going to be going out tonight, as a matter of fact. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like a corporation or a limited liability company. You can set those up, excuse me. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. All right, so we continue with Blake's call. Blake in North Carolina, you've called in to point out, to try to allay some of Mark's fears about vaccinations. You say that Skeptic Magazine, who we've had one of their editors on, Michael Shermer, or I think he's a writer for them, one or the other. Anyway, we've had some of the good folks from Skeptic on before, and you're pointing out that Skeptic has come out and said that there's a bit of confusion when it comes to the claims that the mercury that exists in some of these vaccinations is not actually mercury as we're used to it, but a different form of mercury. What was it, ethyl mercury?
Right, yeah. It's called ethyl mercury, and the bad stuff is called methyl with an M, mercury.
Oh, okay. Oh, methyl mercury, and then the other one is ethyl mercury?
Yeah, it's very confusing with these scientific names, but the main difference is the stuff in vaccines is actually made on purpose for a preservative in the vaccine, whereas the bad stuff is actually a byproduct of industrial processes.
So you're saying that what's in the vaccines isn't the bad stuff, but it's the okay stuff, and that they're claiming that the product that's in the vaccines has nothing to do with the creation of autism in children.
A good way to elaborate this, I think, is do you guys know what sodium chloride is?
Sounds like a poison or something.
Salt?
It's
chloride. That's, you're right.
table salt. But sodium is a, when it comes in contact with water, it is explosive. And chloride is used as a toxic gas in chemical warfare. Mm-hmm. But you put them together, and it's just table salt.
Right.
Just because something has mercury in the name doesn't necessarily mean it's the toxic, you know, liquid metal that you see.
Sure, sure. I didn't know, Mark, that that was what your objection was, that the autism risk was your objection.
Well, I'm going to tell you what my objection is.
It would seem to me that the objection, at least from my perspective, would be that government is mandating these things, and therefore I'm not interested in doing things that government mandates because I don't trust the government. Whatever the reason is, I don't trust them.
And, you know, there's you do realize there's doctors on the other side of the equation saying that these vaccines cause kids to have autism, right?
Yeah, but then they get all kinds of books published and get on Oprah and all sorts of things, you know, get their name out there. So there's definitely this putting up on science.
Oh, so there's benefits on both sides for both people saying that, you know, on both sides of the equation, people benefit from saying what they're saying. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, and I just think it's just better for the entire issue if people just pursue the facts on their own.
And you know, I've pursued some facts on vaccines as far as flu vaccine. I looked online to find out about flu vaccine, and I saw some people saying that that people have reported being ill from flu vaccines. And, you know, there was an article by somebody with a PhD behind their name saying, this is patent nonsense. Absolutely nobody is going to get sick from a flu vaccine. And the fact is, I've been the sickest in my life two different times from taking the flu vaccine. I looked this crap up, and this jerk, who I'm sure considers himself a scientist or of some level or another, at the very least a doctor, has said that, you know, this couldn't possibly happen. Well, my personal experience says that that vaccine is dangerous, and I don't see any reason to trust. Since I don't trust that vaccine, I don't see any reason to trust any of them.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't get any vaccines in your entire life or take any sorts of any medicine, because that's it's the same logic. Like, why
I try to avoid medicines as often as I possibly can. I try to use natural remedies when I can.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So, Blake, were you trying to convince Mark to accept vaccines? Were you trying to convince Mark to accept vaccines or vaccinations, or were you just simply trying to give him a little bit more information?
I'm not proposing to change his mind about anything. I'm just saying I think he's been misinformed, and I think because there's something called a herd immunity, where if enough of a herd of animals is protected, even those unprotected will get the immunity because nobody's getting sick.
Right.
But they recently had an outbreak in the UK with measles because enough parents were convinced by these quack doctors that this was a bad vaccine, and they had a resurgence of measles in a couple towns.
How many people died?
I don't think anybody died, but they were seriously sick.
That's what I figure I'm risking, is that the kid will get some, possibly at the very unlikely chance that they'll get some kind of childhood disease, in which case they'll survive it. You know, these vaccines, you know, I'm unconvinced. The fact is there's so many people out there that worship at the altar of science like it's the new religion, and that these scientists can't make mistakes. And they're people. They make mistakes. And just like people, they're going to try to cover up their mistakes. And when they're involved with the government and shoving these mistakes down their your throat and my throat, they're going to be even more likely to try to cover their mistakes.
So, Blake, are you going to vaccinate your kids?
Yeah, absolutely, because, I mean, unless something new comes out and I verify for myself that it's actually dangerous, there's not enough convincing argument for me not to.
So you would presume that because the vaccine is available and mandatory, that it is safe?
I'm not saying people should do it because it's mandatory. There's a good track record with them because we've eliminated so many routine childhood illnesses from even 100 years ago. They just don't see anymore.
Right, I would posit that the reason that we've eliminated them is because some people out there in the science community are willing to kill some kids in order to do it. Now, I'll tell you...
With the vaccines.
Right, with the vaccines. I'll tell you that, and I will agree with you that, yes, fewer children are dying now because of the elimination of these childhood diseases and because of the vaccines, but I think that they're still willing to, you know, see a certain amount of people die.
Interesting observation. Blake, thanks for the call and the information tonight. Nick, you're sort of absorbing this.
Yeah, there is a certain percentage rate that's acceptable for people getting sick from a vaccine because the net benefit outweighs it. I know they admit that like 3 to 5% of people who get the flu vaccine can get flu-like symptoms. I mean, you're basically infecting yourself with a very diluted antigen of the flu virus, and there's an off chance that you'll get sick. So personally, I agree with the caller that for the most part, I think vaccinations have their benefits have outweighed their drawbacks, but there is a possibility. I mean, there are possible drawbacks to it. I mean, we don't know. It could be a contributing factor to autism. That's just one theory, though, and in recent years, there's all kinds of other theories about why there's more autism or if there's more autism. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's questionable. I got my shots, and I personally, if I could make my own medical decisions in retrospect, I probably would opt for me and my children to get measles, mumps, rubella, the standard shots. I mean, I never got measles or mumps or rubella, so... And
so you're saying you never got them, but you would want your kids to...
No, I did get them. I did get them, but I would make...
You got the shots.
Yeah, I'd make the same decision my parents made as far as getting vaccinations. I'm a proponent of vaccination, but...
And Mark, you're saying that you wouldn't simply because you don't want to risk your kid being in that 1%.
Right. You know, I know that... You know, some kids are, I believe that some kids are getting autism from this, and I believe that they're getting all kinds of other problems from vaccines, and I'm not willing to risk it. I'm a very, very convinced that my child's not going to come in contact with some other child with this because most people are out there are willing to roll the dice and let their children be vaccinated because they don't know and they don't care.
Interesting. And well, I, with a vasectomy, don't really have to consider that too hard.
Nope. Not a concern of yours.
Let's hear from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to the phones and talk to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Today I found out I have an eye condition. And in California, it would be legal for me to smoke marijuana.
But it's not in Ohio.
No.
Sorry to hear about that. Are you going to smoke it anyway?
No.
Is that a yes?
I said no. I haven't.
Oh, man. You should give it a try. Hit the black market. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. You can take control. This is your show. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something-is-better-than-nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Whether you want to weigh in on the vaccination issue, do you have kids? Have you gotten them vaccinated? Or are you refusing, as Mark is? 1-800-259-9231. If so, if not, why? Or you can bring up whatever you want. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and buy some stuff through amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of your purchase. So once again, start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days? Without permanently changing your diet, check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and you can find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We go to the phones, to the fun, to Nathan in New York. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
How's it going? I'm in Manhattan, so I'm not be honking and stuff.
Sorry, what's on your mind?
Well, just following up to the guy that called in with the child, questioning if he should give his child a flu shot.
Actually, he was calling in to question me giving my child the vaccination for all the other childhood diseases.
Then he probably already gave it to his child.
Probably,
I hope not, though.
I think he's a kid.
It's up to him, but I already know, like, on top of my head, I know, like, five people I gave the shots and have stories about their kids. Two went through convulsions. Three of them have major ADD and autism. And now I know my brother, he started giving it to him. I'm just waiting for him to... my brother to say, yeah, you're right. I'm not a scientist. I'm actually a visual effects artist, but I love to read it all the time. And he brought up the subject how diseases are at a lower level nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that the diseases, I got this book called War of the Week. I don't know if you're familiar with it. He also wrote the book on IBM and the Holocaust. And the diseases dropped after they created the sewer system. And off when they started making streets, and the disease dropped dramatically.
Yeah, that makes sense, because you don't have festering fecal matter running in through the streets outside of your home.
Correct. So, like, ever since there's been more sanitization in public, your chances of getting sick are a lot lower. So that's pretty much the topic I want to bring up on that.
So
I don't
you
know
say, personally,
name,
in your life, you know of at least five young people that have been allegedly adversely affected by vaccinations.
Yes, and three of my employees that I work for, my boss even told me he's never going to give it to his child because he knows two people. I mean, there's people beyond people. I read all this stuff. I get all the names. I can't remember it. I wish I did. I'm not a doctor. But... you know, if you study history, history never. if you follow history like a manual, you'll realize that you really can't trust when somebody's going to give you a shot. And plus, most your body is meant to really take care of everything. In fact, it's good for your body to fight off diseases first time if you're healthy. Of course, if you're not...
Well, isn't that the purpose behind a vaccination is to give somebody... I know there are different types of vaccinations, and we talked about them once.
Yeah.
But the idea for some vaccinations is to dose someone with a very, very small amount of the disease or a dead version of the disease to where disease not isn't the right word, but a virus... Or whatever the right word is, I'm not a scientist either. But to give them a little dose to where your body can easily fight it off and create that immunity.
Well, then they also include all this other stuff into it, preservatives and who knows what else. I can't. I mean, I'm actually walking right now to Lower Manhattan, so I don't have a big bunch of books I can show you.
Yeah.
But I did a good research about a year ago of it, and it's not so much the dead viruses, it's also what they include in it. Like the mercury. Now, I'm not sure the exact names, but I did research. See, this is why I wish I could have called in when I figured it all out. It would be great if you could have, like, a doctor that knows, understands all the naming on one time on your show. It would be fantastic.
I got a guy that I can bring on, but I didn't really think it was appropriate to. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, yeah, the names are essential. Because then you're just going off of what you think, you know, or what you read, you know, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, well, what I know is if the government wants me to do it, I have a natural aversion towards it. So I think I'd be in your camp, Mark. I think if I had a kid, I would.
It's like,
you just do it out of spite, though. I mean, you know.
Well,
how many things are they lying to us about anyway? Like the income tax.
That's as much as they can.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to trust them when they say you have to pay income tax, but you don't? Or you have to pay property tax?
I don't believe a thing they say. I don't trust a word. And I appreciate you calling in tonight, Nathan. By the way, quick question. How did you listen to? Were you listening on your computer and went out of the house and started walking, or are you listening live on your cell phone? Or
I'm not sure. Familiar with Weird Change? I'm one of the Weird Change members.
No, we're not.
Oh, that's it's one of the truth
organizations. Luke Radowski.
9/11.
But how are you listening?
I was listening on the computer, and I literally just started packing up.
You walked out. Gotcha. That makes sense. Very good, dude. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We continue with your phone calls and talk to Jason in Pennsylvania on the AMP line. Jason.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I originally called to talk about Ron Paul, but first, since I was listening to what you were talking about there with immunizations, my oldest son is 7, middle son just turning 5, my daughter's about 2.5, and when my oldest son was born, we did a lot of research into the whole immunization topic, and we've got friends that are pretty radical, don't do any immunizations. We've got friends who are pretty conformist and do all the immunizations, and we kind of, through our research, found that there were some that we agreed with, you know, things that were, diseases that we thought our kids could come in contact with, or things that if they did get the disease were pretty serious and tough to treat. But there's other things that, you know, there's no reason to have a vaccine for or immunize people against. Like right now, chickenpox. You know, we all got chickenpox as a kid, and you know, I feel that it's important to, you know, go through some of those childhood diseases and build up your immunities naturally versus,
yeah.
You know, some people say, well, then you're subject to shingles later in life or whatever. But the problem with that vaccine, to the best of my knowledge, is that it needs a booster shot at when you're in your 20s. And if you don't get the booster shot when you're in your 20s, then you're subject to get the disease later in life. When
is that shingles or chickenpox you're talking
chicken
about?
Chickenpox.
Okay. Chickenpox.
So then you get chickenpox at age 30 and maybe not be as immune or be able to fight it off.
That's when it can be more serious and more life-threatening. Than when if you get it when you're young.
I mean, how many people die from chickenpox?
Not too many. They're immunizing kids now for, I forget what the one was that is an STD.
My goodness. The
HPV, the human papilloma virus.
Yeah.
That's just in Texas, but yes.
Well, no, they're doing that in other states. I know in Pennsylvania that's on the list of immunizations.
Mandatory for getting kids into government school?
I don't know if it's mandatory, but I know it's something that the doctors are pushing. So, you know, the point is that, again, my children are not going to come in contact with that until they're at least in their teens, hopefully, or, you know, of an age when they would be having sexual contact with other people. So, you know, why immunize them for that when they're young and more susceptible to the ill side effects of immunizations? So, I think to anybody out there, do your research. Don't let your doctor bully you into
changing your mind about, you know, what you believe. And
is it the doctor, the family doctor, who usually administers these, or they have to go somewhere special?
In our state, it's done by the pediatrician. You go to your doctor's office, you get a series of shots starting from, actually, they start in the hospital the day they're born, and then you go for like a two-week checkup, and then a two-month checkup, and then a six-month checkup, and then, you know, 1 year. I mean, there's checkups all along the way, and every time you go to the doctor, they want to give you shots.
So, Jason, this is essentially the doctors, they've got another way to cash in here. Oh, yeah, you need all these immunizations. Oh, you got to get all the bases covered here. That'll cost you, you know, however much it costs.
Now, Jason,
the other thing they try to do is they try to give them to you in cocktail mixes, where they'll give you like three or four mixed together into one. Mm. And what we did is we said, look, the ones that we're choosing, we would like them administered one at a time. And it was more inconvenient for us because we had to take our children back two or three or four times. Mm-hmm. Instead of just one mass, you know, inoculation against everything. But, you know, we felt that was a little more prudent, that we could pick and choose the part of the serum that we wanted. And also on that side was, we would know if they had a side effect of something, what it was they had the side effect to.
Now, Jason, you'd said that you had done some of the immunization for childhood diseases, but not all of them. And my wife sort of brought this up. There was one in particular, I think it might have been rubella. I can't remember which one.
MMR?
I'm not sure which one that she was referring to. It's been some time. And she said, well, maybe we should get this one. And I'm like, well, if you're against these vaccinations, why would you get one of them? Even the one that you considered the worst or whatever, you know, I mean, I don't think your chances go up with the with increased exposure or whatever. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me that if you're scared of vaccinations because vaccinations can hurt your child, why even get the ones that for the diseases you consider dangerous?
It's a calculated risk. You take the ones that you feel that your children are more likely to be exposed to, things that if they are exposed to could cause fatal, consequences. Mm-hmm. And
It seems like a reasonable position to me, Jason, and thanks for calling in with your input on this one, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk about the dissolving of the United States.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats, but I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.